Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, founder of the World Ocean Observatory. Not listed in any guidebooks pertaining to my recent visit to Morocco is an extraordinary museum in Marrakesh, documenting the long history of sustaining and managing water. Monumental, brilliantly informative, the building was empty of visitors, neither Moroccans nor tourists. But the message was fulsome and important, communicating a record of awareness, innovation, and success over a long time in responding to scarcity, increasing need, changing physical conditions, and maintaining supply through conservation and distribution, through imagination, innovation, and responsibility accepted for the continuity of an ancient society in a very dry place. The museum exhibits present the nature of water as solvent, distillate, nutrient, and guarantor of individual and communal health through the water cycle, specifically adapted to a topography that extends from the Rif and Atlas mountain ranges through intervening desert to the coastal plain, a descent of extremes, each requiring a specific ingenious response using local restricted resources. This success was achieved by the development of an ongoing legacy, the maintenance of traditional systems of novel engineering, governance, and communal participation based on construction, extension of hydraulic infrastructure, collection and distribution, and the resolution of conflicts through regulation, sanction, and customary law. Basic principles guided the way: the right of a neighbor or traveler to water, the right of property to whoever harvests the water, and the right of community to manage the water to enhance, not impede, survival. Over time, scale increased, both demand and intervention, oases and the use of underground springs, rainwater collection, mini-reservoirs, aqueducts, water towers, dams, and other methods for flood control, terracing, flow rates and time, and ever-evolving rules for sharing. It is important to note that this traditional approach to water governance remains today across the country with a full endorsement and participation of the national government. The museum celebrates this civilization of water and was opened in 2016 to present the spiritual dimension of water, to introduce the Moroccan genius in water management, to make known the historical role of the religious foundations in the governance of water, to recall the sanitary uses and water rituals, to call to mind the economic uses and traditional water technologies, to make known the legal heritage and negotiation in the field of water, to appreciate the traditional wisdom in saving water, and to honor the contribution of the late King Hassan II and of the present King Mohammed VI to the preservation of water as a national resource and international exemplar. It is the first such museum in Africa and is part of a UNESCO international network of water museums that collectively document the hydraulic focus of societies past and present. But what of the future? It may be that the museum was empty because the Moroccan people are already fully aware of the presence of water in their daily lives. There are public gardens, old and new, in every city. There is a ritual cleansing requirement to enter the mosque to worship. Moroccans are bounded by snow-capped mountains, significance of plenty, by the deserts, significance of scarcity, by the ocean, significance of, inevitably, future supply. Water is already embedded in their idea of civilization, just as it is taken for granted by so many of the rest of us. I was astounded by many beautiful and evocative things in Morocco, but of all the sights and sounds, of all the cultural aspects of a wonderful place, this idea of water as the essential sustainer of life, of body and soul and civilization, is what I have taken home as a transcendent souvenir to share with you today. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is distributed by the Public Radio Exchange and the Pacifica Network for use by college and community radio stations worldwide. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts and at worldoceanobservatory.org.